this is Angels broadcaster Trent Rush, and you're listening to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Now here's your host, my guy, Taylor Blake Ward.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. You're locked in with Taylor Blake Ward. Great to have you on this Wednesday, a beautiful day here in Southern California. Today, we're going to start our division preview. We're going to have DC Lundberg of Locked On Mariners come on, help us out with, I think a lot of people expect the Mariners to be at the bottom of the division, but we're going to start off with the Mariners, have the Rangers later in the week, have DC on here in just a few moments, but we got to remind you to follow us on Twitter, at Locked On Angels, and you can follow me personally, at Taylor Blake Ward. Also, if you want to download today's show or any of the episodes of the Locked On Podcast Network, you can do so via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or whatever podcasting platform you're using to listen to today's show. Also, feel free to subscribe to Locked On Angels via any of those outlets. Let's get into today's show, though, in this division preview. Now joining us here at Locked On Angels is the host of Locked On Mariners, DC Lundberg. DC, what's the weather like up there in Seattle?
In Seattle, I have no idea, but here in Spokane, it's ice cold.
Ah, well, you know, I knew that, and I should have addressed that situation. you were just at the curling tournament. That was really cool.
Yeah, I was. The National Curling Championships took place at Eastern Washington University in Cheney all of last week to decide who's going to go on to represent the United States in the World Tournament, and it was absolutely the time of my life.
Now, I think curling right now may be more interesting than the 2020 Seattle Mariners.
There are lots of things that are more interesting than the 2020 Seattle Mariners, but I don't know. I could talk about curling all day, but that's not what we're here to discuss.
No, it's not. DC, I'm looking at this Mariners team here, and I want to start off with the pitching. I look at this rotation. I think it's a, you know, there's some interesting items to this rotation, obviously led off by Marco Gonzalez. But when it comes to this pitching staff, what is the key for the Mariners here in maybe staying competitive in the West? I don't even know if that's a question we can ask, but is pitching the real draw here when it comes to the Mariners?
I think pitching is going to, not to be the draw, but I think it's going to be the downfall. Marco Gonzalez obviously is the number one starter. They locked him up to a long-term deal. They recently signed Taijuan Walker to a one-year deal, and if spring training goes well for him and his arm problems will have healed, I think he slides right in there nicely as the number two starter. They've got Kendall Graveman also as a free agent coming off Tommy John surgery, who may be also able to help. And after that, it's Yusei Kikuchi, who had a very bad second half of 2019. Justice Sheffield, who I do not think is a major league pitcher, and a whole ton of kids competing for a rotation spot. So outside of Gonzalez, it's four question marks as far as I'm concerned.
See, that I'm surprised you said that about Justice Sheffield, because I think very highly of him. Maybe he's been rushed by this Mariners team because of necessity, but I still think very highly of Justice Sheffield. I was surprised to hear you say that. I see okay. Justin Dunn also on the depth chart here. These two guys, I mean, if they turn the corner, same as Yusei Kikuchi, if these guys turn the corner, you know, do the Mariners have, could we call it a league average rotation in a sense?
If they turn the corner, then yes. I think all three of them walk far too many hitters, though, for that to be happening.
I think that's fair. I understand that. Now, I look at the bullpen, and I see like three or four names that I actually know. Outside of that, I don't even know these guys. And I see the Mariners more than I see anybody else in the division, basically. What's up with this bullpen here?
Well, outside of some of the veteran free agent acquisitions the Mariners have got, the bullpen's going to be filled with the starters that do not make the rotation, I believe. They signed Carl Edwards. I want to call him Carl's Jr. It's Carl Edwards Jr., the string bean slinger, as it were. He's going to be there for this year. They've got – who else have they got? Yoshihisa Hirano, who spent the last 2 years with the Diamondbacks. Outside of those two, it's a bunch of kids again.
Yeah, I'm looking – is it Gerson Batista's here, Dan Altavilla, Tua Valea, Mike McGill? I just – I look at this bullpen, and I don't understand how you can really string together a team with this bullpen. The rotation doesn't bother me. You mentioned, though, that Kendall Graveman and Taijuan Walker were signed as free agents. Now, Jerry Dipoto is always known for making moves, constantly making moves. were Kendall Graveman and Taijuan Walker the premier free agents for the Mariners this year? I'm looking. I don't see any moves that the Mariners made outside of getting rid of Omar Navarez here. I'm looking here, and I'm like, you know, that's the only guy that's missing. No one's added. Is it Kendall Graveman and Taijuan Walker really the big additions for the Mariners in 2020?
For the most part, that really doesn't surprise me because it is going to be a year of growth and development, mostly for the young kids. So they really did not want to add one piece to Resistance free agent. I like the Taijuan Walker signing a lot. It just developed, I think, in the middle of last week. It had been rumored for a couple of months, but I think those are the types of signings that Jerry DePoto was focused on this winter, and rightfully so, I think.
Now, you mentioned it's a year of growth. There are two, three, four, five, as I'm going through, there's like seven of them. But the Mariners farm system is really on the rise right now. I'm looking at Jared Kelenic, Julio Rodriguez, Logan Gilbert, Justin Dunn. We'll bring up Evan White a little bit later. But George Kirby, another last year's first rounder. What are you looking at this farm system? Is a guy like Logan Gilbert a possibility this year? Is he a little bit too far out? I got to see him last year. He looked fantastic.
I think he's probably a little bit too far. It would be a real stretch if he made the team at any point during the season, even though he did pitch fairly well for AA Arkansas last year in 9 starts. He also saw some action at full season single A and advanced A at Modesto, and had a career, a combined 2.13 ERA at those 3 stops. But that was his first minor league experience, and I just don't see him contributing to the big club this year. I think he's probably going to spend most of the year at AA Arkansas. That's where the Mariners tend to develop most of their young pitchers these days, because AAA, the Pacific Coast League, has just become such a crazy offensive league that it's impossible to develop pitchers there.
Absolutely, man. Speaking of these guys, we're going to head to a short break, but speaking of these guys, if you want to check out Jared Kelenic, Julio Rodriguez, Logan Gilbert, George Kirby, any of these guys, check out the Mariners and also check out the Angels like you always do. Visit www.visitarizona.com/springtraining. They've got all kinds of information on restaurants, hotels. You can check out Mill Avenue, one of my personal favorites. I'm sure we'll actually bump into Logan Gilbert one of those nights on Mill Avenue, but we're going to have some fun with that. So check it out, www.visitarizona.com/springtraining. We'll be right back with more Locked On Angels right after a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey guys, this is Dylan Short, host of the Locked On Braves. Proud to bring you back to Locked On Angels and your host, my friend, Taylor Blake Ward.
Welcome back to Locked On Angels. Appreciate that intro there, Dylan. We're talking to DC Lundberg, host of Locked On Mariners. We're talking about the Mariners here in our division preview. Now, DC, I'm looking at this lineup. We talked about pitching to start off, but this lineup here, there's some interesting marks. Who is kind of the centerpiece of this Mariners lineup?
Of the lineup, I would, for my money, I think it's J.P. Crawford. And not necessarily on the offensive side of the ball, but defensively, because he improved a great deal last year in 2018 in Philadelphia. He's always had the range, but his glove was well below average in 2018. He improved that to exactly league average last year. So I expect he'll be at least above average this year. He also put on 10 pounds of muscle weight in the offseason. There was an article that came out yesterday on MLB.com where it was revealed that the Mariners asked him to get stronger because he wore down in the latter part of the season and hit 178 after June 1st. So he wound up the season, I think, 237, 238, somewhere in that range. I expect those numbers to be better, but not to set the world on fire yet. But I think he's probably going to be the centerpiece, if not this year, but definitely in the future and for a long time.
Now, as I look at this lineup here, I'm looking and I see 23, 24, 25, 26, 127, 128, and Kyle Seager at 32. This is a very, very young lineup. I'm looking at a guy like Evan White, 23 years old, Shed Long, 24, Kyle Lewis, 24, Jake Fraley, 24, even a guy like Braden Bishop, who's kind of going to be like your utility outfielder at 26. You mentioned that this is kind of a, in a sense, a rebuild year, a development year for these young guys to be with this team. Is there a chance where youth kind of outshines and this youthful nature and kind of untapped potential grows to where the Mariners, we're all, you know, being realistic here, the Mariners are at the bottom of the division. I think we're all very well aware of that. But oh, yes. with this offense, do you think there's some excitement that could come from this lineup just from the youth alone?
Some, yeah. I mean, I think that they'll probably have flashes of brilliance as some young teams tend to do, but they'll be very inconsistent as young teams tend to do. I mean, it's tough to say if they're going to put it all together or when they're going to put it all together. I can't see them doing much competitively this year, though.
I think we all kind of agree with that. You know, well, the Mariners, just the last few years, outside of last year, there were some fun times when it came to the Mariners. But I've got to say here, I'm looking at your first baseman here, Evan White, 23 years old, one of the very few guys that could play Gold Glove first base for you and Gold Glove center fielder. He is a freak athlete. But I'm looking here, Evan White and Kyle Lewis. Could the Mariners have a Rookie of the Year candidate coming out of these two guys?
That potentially, yes. Evan White has not played a big league at bat yet, and yet the Mariners gave him a major league contract and a pretty good one for Evan White and for the Seattle Mariners. Last year in 92 games at AA Arkansas, he hit .293. He hit 18 home runs at exactly, in 365 at bats. But again, that's AA. I don't know how that's going to translate to big league numbers. And Kyle Lewis just came out of the chute and just started hitting everything in sight last season, it seemed, in his September call-up. I think the power with him was a little bit of an anomaly because he had not shown that power in the minor leagues. But he is going to hit, and I think he's going to be a good doubles hitter. So, yeah, between those two, there is a potential Rookie of the Year there. I hadn't thought of that.
Now, I've got to ask this. Kyle Seager is in my Twitter profile picture, literally standing right beside me there. Kyle came off – he had a pretty rough 2018. Offense just wasn't there. Last year, the offense picked up, but he only got 106 games. What are the Mariners looking for out of Kyle Seager here? Obviously, the leader in this lineup. Is he the leader in the clubhouse as well?
Absolutely, and that's what Kyle Seager brings to the table. 2018 was just a throwaway year, some injuries began his season last year. He didn't play a game until, I believe, May 25th and just got off to a tremendously slow start. Did pick it up a little bit towards the end of the season and wound up hitting .323 in August, which tells me he does still have something left offensively. His heyday is gone. He's not going to hit in the 260s or 270s anymore. If he hits in the 250s with decent power numbers, I'll be happy with, you know, good defense. But the Mariners are really looking to him as a veteran leader and a clubhouse leader.
Now, I've got to ask this. Pecota just put out their projections last week. That's from Baseball Prospectus. They have the Mariners at 75-87. If you're taking the over-under at 74.5 when it comes to the Mariners' win total in 2020, are you taking the over or are you taking the under?
There are going to be some people very disappointed in this answer. I'm going to take the under on that. They won 68 games last year, and that was with getting off to a tremendously hot start, which to me is still inexplicable. I don't know how that happened. If they won 68 last year with that start, I kind of think they're going to be at a similar number this year. I'm taking the under.
Fair enough. DC, thank you so much for coming on for this division preview, man. Where can our listeners here at Locked On Angels check out Locked On Mariners and also find your work?
Well, they can listen to Locked On Mariners right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. How about
beautiful.
That?
Beautiful.
They can find me personally on Twitter at DC_Lundberg, LUNDBERG, if you're scoring at home, as I like to say. And the show is on Twitter also at LO_Mariners.
Now, Lundberg, that's Swedish, right?
Absolutely, yes.
My man. Thank you so much, DC, for coming on and enjoy the cold weather up in Spokane.
I shall. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Once again, that's DC Lundberg of Locked On Mariners. You can check him out on Twitter at DC_Lundberg. You can also check out Locked On Mariners at LO_Mariners. Always great having DC on the show. Love having that guy as a part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you want to download today's episode of Locked On Angels or subscribe to Locked On Angels, you can do so via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or whatever podcasting platform you're using to listen to today's show. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at Locked On Angels, and you can follow me personally at Taylor Blake Ward. Reminder, today's show is brought to you by Arizona Tourism. Visit www.visitarizona.com/springtraining for all kinds of information on spring training, hotels, restaurants, Mill Avenue. You can also find information on the Grand Canyon and everything that Arizona has to offer when it comes to tourism. Thanks again for tuning in. For Locked On Angels, I'm Taylor Blake Ward, reminding you to dot your I's, cross your T's, and stay nasty, Anaheim. We'll see you tomorrow.